Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments on a law keeping guns away from those cited under a protection order. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preliger.
History and tradition show that it applies to those whose possession of firearms would pose an unusual danger beyond the ordinary citizen with respect to harm to themselves or harm to others.
It's Election Day. CBS's Jerika Duncan on an Ohio ballot measure that secures abortion rights.
Over 850,000 people voted early. They are expecting more than average turnout for this. At stake whether a woman has a legal right to an abortion in the state of Ohio.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel will have security control in Gaza once the war with Hamas is over. Aaron David Miller is a former U.S. Middle East negotiator.
I think he's succumbing both to pressure from the Biden administration and to reality. The administration has been pressing for day after scenarios. I think they've been disappointed by the fact that Israelis haven't thought this through.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
This is Civic Media. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly lawmakers take up several bills today dealing with higher education. One would require existing higher education grant programs to give financial aid to disadvantaged students rather than students of color. Other bills would guarantee Wisconsin students who graduate in the top 10% of their class admission to most UW schools, and those who finish in the top 5% would be guaranteed admission to UW-Madison. Meanwhile, the state Senate takes up several proposed constitutional amendments today. They include barring government officials from closing houses of worship during emergencies and requiring a photo ID to vote. Passing amendments instead of bills is a way for Republicans to get around Governor Evers and the new liberal Supreme Court. Amendments still have to pass two sessions of the legislature and go to a statewide referendum. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Following longtime Brewers manager Craig Counsell's departure to manage the arch-rival Chicago Cubs, vandals targeted the sign at Craig Counsell Park in Whitefish Bay. A CBS 58 reporter visited the ball field this morning and discovered that the park, named after the hometown hero, had been defaced. Counsell will reportedly be earning about $8 million annually with the Cubs. The funeral for Big Bend Police Chief Donald Gaglione will be held Thursday at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield. Visitation will precede the funeral service, which is set to start at 1. The chief served at the top of the Big Bend department since January of 2014. A statement says the chief brought several new programs to the village over the years and was always involved in community events. His passing comes after discussions of changes at the Big Bend Police Department. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Craig Counsell says goodbye. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell made phone calls to his Brewers players last night, confirming the news he had accepted an offer to become the next manager of the Chicago Cubs. A 5-year deal with $40 million, making Counsell the highest paid manager in Major League Baseball. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio told reporters when Counsell called him about the decision to join the Cubs, his reply was, quote, "Are you messing with me?" College hoops. Wisconsin men's basketball. The Badgers win 105-76 against Arkansas State. That's the highest scoring game for the Badgers since Greg Gard took over. NBA. The Bucks beat the Nets 129-125 in Brooklyn. A busy night for Giannis. 36 points, 12 rebounds. Who said it was good having Chris Middleton back on the floor?
He's getting more comfortable, more comfortable. We're going to need him to be aggressive. We're going to need him to be Chris. Tonight was just an example of his greatness.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 48 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, 42. Scattered rain showers likely, tomorrow high of 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Timeout!
Oh, right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
As so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, 11:06. Greg Bach in studio with me, Kelvin on the board, and we're very excited to be joined by Dr. Stephen Cole. He's Associate Professor of Economics at Marquette University, and I'm very excited to talk about the GDP, Dr. Cole.
Wow. You should be in my class then. Tell my students to be excited.
Well, so this came out, I guess it was last week, a week and a half ago. Real gross domestic product, the GDP, grew at 4.9% annual rate last quarter, up 2.1% in the second quarter. And when I emailed you, Dr. Cole, I asked you to please explain this to me like I'm in fifth grade because I never took economics and I am mathematically challenged, which is why I talk on the radio for a living. So first of all, what is the GDP and why should we care about this?
So when someone asks you, or when someone asks me, what's the overall economic health of the U.S. or any economy? There's no perfect statistic out there, but probably one that's pretty good at capturing the overall health of the economy is GDP or gross domestic product. And essentially what I like to do, like in my terms, GDP just measures new economic activity every period. So whether that's every month, a quarter, a year. And why we like to look at this statistic is usually it's correlated favorably with all these quality of life indicators. Usually higher GDP, a growing GDP means better healthcare, better education, literacy rates,
better paying jobs.
Yeah, better paying jobs usually. It's not perfect, but usually it correlates with these favorably, these measures. So we usually like to see this GDP grow positively. And how the federal governments, the Bureau of Economic Analysis, how they measure that is they break it down by essentially all the goods we produce in our country. We're talking about the U.S., all the goods we produce in a given period of time. So then the way they measure that is they say, okay, how much are consumers, like you or I, your mom, your dad, your best friend, your enemy, whatever, how much are they spending? Then there's also a component called investment that's usually spending by businesses, also includes spendings on new homes, government spending, as well as what we call net exports, kind of how much people abroad are buying in relation to how much we're buying from abroad. So the number you just said, 4.9%, that's actually a pretty good, a robust number. And for a couple of reasons is, okay, obviously it's positive, so that's good.
Right.
and people, for about a year or so, they've been like fearing maybe, okay, there's going to be economic downturn, and that would probably be reflected in a below, you know, more negative GDP. But actually, this is coming in pretty robust compared to the past number of quarters. It's been hovering around like 2% GDP growth. So this is just telling us that, our economy seems pretty resilient, even in the face of higher interest rates, trying to cut down on inflation. But the economy just, people, and a big part of that is consumer spending, which makes up about 70-75% of GDP.
Professor, one of the things that we've seen with the past about year or so, more though, is increase in prices. Now, I don't know if this is something you can speak to exactly, but one of the things I always notice, how those increases in prices are used in a political sense. You see politicians will say, like, the prices are going up, this politician's bad or this politician's bad. Why do we blame the politicians for that when it is, in fact, the companies that raise the prices, and they never seem to lower the prices ever? It's like once they go up, they know we're going to pay for them, therefore they don't have to come back down.
My husband and I just had this conversation, and he said the very same thing. It's always, well, here is our justification for this price increase. And then when that justification goes away, it's like, well, yes, but we're keeping the prices at this price now because we know you'll shell out for it.
And politicians get that blame. And it's like they never get the, oh, well, the gas prices have gone down. Thanks, President whomever. Doesn't matter what party.
Just kind of to your point, there's a lot of factors that go into, you know, prices and not necessarily politicians. Certainly, we like to see, we like to see, you know, prices, the Federal Reserve, the one who controls our money supply in the economy, they like to see prices increase about 2% year over year. And the reason why they want, you know, some price increase or what we call inflation is that, you know, it helps employers, you know, pay for, you know, workers, higher wages for workers, everything. But we don't want too much, or else that's, you know, kind of what we were worried about in this past year or so. But policymakers, sometimes, they can have an adverse effect on the economy. So for instance, you know, if they spend too much government spending, or maybe if there's, you know, maybe some other regulations that make prices go up, that can definitely cause upward pressure, inflationary pressure on prices. And so maybe that can be it as well. But the coming out, the most kind of recent big inflation spurt, you know, like coming out of COVID, that was coupled with, there was, you know, a number of stimulus plans that probably put upward pressure on prices. Then there's also too, you know, supply chain issues. So when companies, when they don't get enough, when their supply chains aren't going, when they don't get their goods and services, you know, if that's this global supply chain, they don't have enough of that, then, you know, maybe there might be a shortage, then that just puts upward pressure on prices. So coming out of the COVID recession, that, and then people coming back into the economy, just start spending more, that all those factors can put upward pressure on prices. So maybe from the political realm, it might be easier to pin that on a lot of politicians or policymakers, just because, you know, there's, you know, they're there front and center,
right?
And so we can do it. But I mean, it's a number of factors that affect the prices, and particularly if you look at each industry.
If you're just joining us, Dr. Stephen Cole is our guest. He is an associate professor of economics at Marquette University, and we're talking about the GDP, the gross domestic product, and what that means. A report came out about a week and a half ago that in the recent quarter, we had a gross GDP of 4.9%. Where does that measure up, Dr. Cole, historically? I'm just curious.
It kind of depends. So since post-World War II, I mean, on average, we've kind of grown year over year about 3%-ish, something like that. Pre-COVID, that was a little slightly higher. So it's the 4.9%. That's actually a pretty good number. Since pre-COVID, the economy was growing a pretty good, solid rate. And then usually what we see, though, is usually when we see these big GDP numbers, it's either, you know, we're in a recession. Usually when we're in a recession, the economy, you know, goes straight down the toilet. And so it's a big negative number. That's what we saw in COVID. And then once it comes out, then, okay, then there's this big spurt in GDP. So I like to compare it more towards the, you know, the maybe not the highest one, but more towards the average. And it seems like right now, you know, we're about 4.9. We're a little above what we should be. And maybe that's giving some policymakers like the Federal Reserve officials some concern about inflation. But right now it's pretty robust. And that also correlates well into the labor market, which is at a pretty good hiring overall numbers nationally.
And how does our GDP compare to the GDP of other countries?
It's way better, man. It's way better.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of, so we have for inflation, it's about $22 trillion. And that's just looking at GDP numbers, that's the largest in the world. And so, I mean, that's a good thing. But also GDP, sometimes it can, you know, it's a good number. It's a good, nice number to, to report, to kind of give someone a picture of the economy, but also too, it doesn't necessarily capture everything, you know, every economic health in the economy. You know, sometimes it can't capture economic inequality, those type of things, or leisure or pleasure, kind of how people are feeling. But usually the higher the GDP, you know, it's usually a pretty good indicator that overall we're doing economy.
Because the GDP is more of a snapshot, right, of the economy as a whole, of the health of the economy as a whole.
That's correct. Yeah.
I was going to say, we only have a couple more minutes before we have to move on. But is there such thing as, and is there an example of like too much growth? If there was like one year they were like, it's 10%. This is bad.
Let's see. So, I mean, the most recent one was, coming right out of the COVID recession, we had about year over year is about, spring of 2021, it was about 11% growth. I mean, that was good. I mean, that kind of made sense because, you know, things are opening up.
Yeah.
One of the spend. And then after that, the growth continued. And then I think the trends, we like to look at the trends. If the growth trends continue to be, you know, higher than usual, then that could be concerning because then that puts pressure on inflation. And then that means, oh, we have to pay more for gas, or we have to pay more for textbooks, or have to pay more for like treats for my dog. especially before the 2008-09 recession, which I remember that, I teach this to my students. I remember I was a senior in college, just like where you're sitting right now.
Yeah.
Dr. Cole, we are running out of time. I'm so sorry that I have to cut you off, but I really, really appreciate you joining us today to talk about the GDP, gross domestic product. Dr. Stephen Cole, an associate professor of economics at Marquette University. Thank you so very much for your time. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done,
over and over. over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Buck with me in studio, and Calvin is on the board. And you can always chime in either by phone or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you're watching on the stream on YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook, you can always leave a comment there. We will see that as well. And just a reminder to download the Civic Media app. It is very, very useful. You can take us with you wherever you go. You can download it for free in the Google Play or App Store and do that today. We're going to talk about our friend, Assembly Speaker and Popcorn King, Robin Voss.
Wait, my friend? When did I become friends with him? Did I get drunk one night?
There's this ad that's still running.
In a world. Robin Voss.
TV, radio, newspaper ads threatening to oust Republican Speaker Robin Voss from his seat unless he allows impeachment proceedings to proceed against Wisconsin Elections Administrator Megan Wolf, because the ad says that Wolf allowed illegal drop boxes. Now, Wisconsin Watch says that that is not true.
What?
Drop boxes where voters could deposit absentee ballots used widely in the 2020 election amid the pandemic. Remember, we were in the midst of a global pandemic. Wolf wrote two memos saying drop boxes could be used, and no one challenged that at the time. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected a 2020 presidential election challenge from House Republicans, arguing the drop boxes were illegal. Then a conservative law firm challenged the drop boxes in 2021, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled last year that they are illegal, saying voters must deliver absentee ballots in person or by mail. There are all kinds of states, my friends, that have drop boxes, and they don't have any problems. According to the U.S. Vote Foundation, these states have official ballot drop boxes. Alaska, California, Colorado, Delaware, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Kentucky, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Dakota, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, and Wyoming.
And as we all know, all those states are nothing but
hotbeds of illegal voting.
Liberal think and just nothing but the worst of the worst. No, this harkens back to the whole voter ID thing. Like, this is a problem, people. We need to do something about it. It's not a problem. It's never been a problem. When it is a quote unquote problem, people deal with it. We move on. It's not worth spending time, money, and energy on. And it's take it to the courts all you want. It's just another way of saying we are going to hamper the way you vote. We are going to suppress your vote.
Period. And make it more difficult for you to vote.
And it affects everyone.
Yes.
Men, women, people 18 and older, regardless of your skin color, regardless of your sexual orientation.
Doesn't matter. Or your politics.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, doesn't matter your politics. Your ability to vote is being suppressed, and that's all this is. It's all it's ever been in the face of, like, well, we need to protect freedom. You are stepping on the neck of freedom.
Well, and this goes back to our policies aren't popular, so let's make it more difficult for people to vote.
Yep, and plenty of GOP politicians have said if they didn't have these things in place, they would lose elections. ID voting, they would, if without ID voting, lose elections. If they got rid of the Electoral College, they would lose elections. Yes. All these things that are suppressive moves on voting, they have said if they don't go through, they will lose elections. They are scared. They are sacrificing our democracy, and they suck.
Well, that was succinct. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for talking about the Popcorn King. I'll tell you what, he is one of my favorite topics. And by the way, his what he's doing and what the he's being sued for and for not following through, it shows you the level how the mega right is terrified of honest elections. They love to follow Viktor Orban or even Netanyahu. They like countries where they have elections, but elections don't mean anything because if they don't like the outcome, they just change it. Now, it's getting worse and worse throughout the country. They do it in Russia. And if people can't connect the dots on that, my heaven help us, because they have to stifle free speech. They're doing it now. Dan O'Donnell will no longer let me on his show. I'm banned. Why? Because I said he hates democracy. And I wanted to say, well, Dan, I thought you were for free speech. He won't let me on there because he said I told him he hates democracy. They do. Democracy is their biggest fear, that with democracy we'll have a fair vote. So just keep it in mind. And oh, by the way, the GOP no longer stands for the Grand Old Party. It stands for guns over people. Thanks and have a great day.
You as well, Bill. Really appreciate the call. I do think there are some who are authoritarian curious.
Sorry.
Right?
They're auth curious.
They're auth curious. They are. This Viktor Orban is going to speak at CPEC.
Yeah. Yeah.
The leader of Hungary who is clamped down on universities and free press. And it's really disturbing how much admiration there is for some of those authoritarian leaders.
One of the things that's really getting to me right now, and I'm not really making comments about Israel and Palestine because I don't feel like I know enough, and that does, just because I have a microphone doesn't give me the right to say something. But one thing I'm seeing out of the GOP, out of Washington, and out of local offices too, is this thing of saying, yes, Israel, yes, Israel, yes, Israel, not yes, Palestine as well. It's Hamas, and then they're not doing their best to say, not every Palestinian is a member of Hamas. There's a difference, just like we try to do in 9/11. My point to that is, you have these GOP politicians saying we must give money to Israel, none for Ukraine. Who's fighting Ukraine? An authoritarian dictator. So you're telling me that you want to stand behind a guy who's trying to take away the freedom of another country, when in this country, if we tell you to wear a mask or suggest, you're like, oh my God, how dare
you? You're stepping on me.
You are burning the Constitution in front of my face.
Yeah.
I'll never understand it, but I like auth curious. That's funny.
We are going to switch gears in just a little bit and lighten things up on this Tuesday. Well, I want to hear about your unusual pets. Because the South Milwaukee Police Department found one yesterday along the beach. It was an animal that really does not belong on the beach in Wisconsin. And we're going to talk about people who own unusual pets. Scaly over furry. Stick around. And if you're on the phone, you can hang on through the break and we'll take it when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Members of the United Auto Workers in Wisconsin will soon vote on new contracts with America's largest automakers. The union and the companies have reached tentative deals for the next 4.5 years. General Motors workers in Hudson and Stellantis workers in Milwaukee are already back on the job, even though the Milwaukee facility is slated to close. Ford workers in Menominee never walked out. Former President Donald Trump leads President Biden in a new poll from the New York Times and Siena College. That survey has Trump leading in key battleground states like Wisconsin, as well as Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. That's despite facing dozens of criminal charges in 4 different cases. The survey polled about 600 registered voters in each of the 6 states. The presidential election is 1 year away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman is recovering after a collision in the city's northwest side where a dump truck rear-ended his SUV. He had just been leaving a news conference regarding reckless driving. Norman was taken to the hospital with injuries not life-threatening, along with another officer who was injured in the crash. Again, the incident occurred shortly after Chief Norman attended a news conference with the mayor regarding reckless driving crashes in the area. Following longtime Brewers manager Craig Counsell's departure to manage the arch-rival Chicago Cubs, vandals targeted the sign at Craig Counsell Park in Whitefish Bay. A CBS 58 reporter visited the ball field this morning and discovered that the park, named after the hometown hero, had been defaced. Counsell will reportedly be earning about $8 million annually with the Cubs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Craig Counsell says goodbye. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell made phone calls to his Brewers players last night, confirming the news he had accepted an offer to become the next manager of the Chicago Cubs. A 5-year deal with $40 million, making Counsell the highest paid manager in Major League Baseball. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio told reporters when Counsell called him about the decision to join the Cubs, his reply was, quote, "Are you messing with me?" College hoops. Wisconsin men's basketball. The Badgers win 105-76 against Arkansas State. That's the highest scoring game for the Badgers since Greg Gard took over. NBA. The Bucks beat the Nets 129-125 in Brooklyn. A busy night for Giannis. 36 points, 12 rebounds. Who said it was good having Chris Middleton back on the floor?
He's getting more comfortable, more comfortable. We're going to need him to be aggressive. We're going to need him to be Chris. Tonight was just an example of his greatness.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 48 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, 42. Scattered rain showers likely, tomorrow, high of 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg is with me in studio. Calvin is on the board, and you can always check in, text, or call at 844 844- 877-267-2789. Kristen, by the way, will be joining us tomorrow morning, 10:33 until 11 o'clock. So make sure you join us. We'll get a little update on how things are going with the baby at home and all kinds of wonderful things as well. We were just talking about Dropboxes.
Yeah.
And the widespread usage of Dropboxes pretty much all over the country, except in Wisconsin, where it was determined last year by our state Supreme Court that they are illegal. And this push now for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to impeach Megan Wolf, the head of the Elections Commission, who said a couple of when we were in the middle of the pandemic that Dropboxes are okay. And then the Supreme Court said no. And so anyway, 844-967-2789. We were also talking about how there are some, it seems, who are authoritarian curious when it comes to other leaders of other countries overseas.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just saying we had some good messages. So
yes, we do. We have Mark in the sack, first of all, who's been waiting on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for joining us. What's up?
Well, good morning. It's interesting that the Republicans are so against DEI when it's under the umbrella of DEI that's allowing Ben Shapiro to speak at the university, if he didn't speak already there, that they've decided to, you know, be in the interest of free speech. Well, it seems to me that the Republicans are always, you know, the young conservatives always complain about how they're not included on campus. Well, under inclusion, that they are one of the groups that, you know, gets more inclusion with DEI in place. And for these Republicans that are, I think they're a little more embracing than just curious about authoritarianism. I think they're embracing of authoritarianism.
Well, again, I don't disagree with you, Mark, and especially with the fact that Viktor Orban, the head of Hungary, who has basically stomped all over their university system and all over the free press, is going to be speaking at this big Republican event, CPAC. And so I guess maybe they're not just curious. They're just sidling right up to them.
Yep.
Appreciate your call, Mark. Always appreciate hearing from you. 844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
John from the Falls, authoritarian curious. That's why I love Jane. Thank you, John. I love you too. John also says, what's next? Ron DeSantis, fascist adjacent?
I love that. Oh, he's fascist adjacent.
Fascist adjacent. Well, we will see how things play out. It's going to be very, very interesting.
I'm just wondering, 50, 100, 200 years' time, are they going to look back at this crop of individuals and be like, what was happening there?
Well, and think about what we started off talking about with Maggie Dawn.
True.
This big case that's being heard in the Supreme Court as of today on whether or not people with a history of domestic violence can have guns. These are massive, massive decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And the ramifications will extend for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yes. Yep.
All right. We're going to switch gears and lighten things up a little bit because I saw this yesterday, and you know how I love animals.
Some animals.
most animals. Eric Hanley in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the headline reads, an alligator was spotted on a South Milwaukee beach. Yes, an alligator. Yes, police caught it. Small alligator at Grant Park Beach in South Milwaukee yesterday. Someone reported it to the Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control Commission. And well done for South Milwaukee Police Officer Tim Lewison, who was able to locate and safely take the gator into custody.
He wrestled that gator, Dan?
It's not very big.
He picked that gator up?
Yes, there's a picture of him in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel holding the gator on the beach. The animal is now at Matic. See you later, alligator. That's what it says in the article. I'm just quoting Mr. Hanley's article.
After a while, crocodile.
But it got me thinking, obviously, this animal is not native to Wisconsin. Someone must have had it as a pet and then decided, I'm tired of my alligator named Frank.
Or maybe Frank escaped.
Maybe
there's some
walking?
Really upset 37-year-old guy living in his mother's basement. Where's my gator?
Where's my gator? What, was he walking him along the beach with a leash and he thought he would come back because he knows his name?
Gators are smarter than you think, man.
Okay.
They know their homes.
Unusual pets. I've known people who've had snakes.
Yeah.
I've known people who have had lizards that can grow up to like a foot and a half long. Explain to me the allure of an unusual pet.
Couldn't. I would love to. I think I told you before, when I was younger, I wanted a snake, and I think I wanted the snake because it's an unusual and, like, not forbidden, but a pet where it's like, I'm cool. You're not really cool.
Is that it? Is it the this makes me cool? This makes me cool factor?
Possibly, yeah. For me, it's like, I like a dog, maybe a cat. After that, my sister suggested, she goes, what about a bird? Like, get away from me.
No birds?
No birds. We had a bird growing up, but it was no thank
was
you.
Was it a parakeet?
No, it was a cockatiel.
They're really smart.
Yeah, this one talked a lot, though. No thank you.
Oh, you had a talking cockatiel?
Yeah.
See, now I'm jealous.
You want it?
Do you still have it?
No. We got rid of it a long time ago.
We gave
it away to somebody, a friend of the family, who really loved it way more than we did.
So good, because he didn't just open the window and say, go fly free, my friend.
Yeah, that bird would have been killed immediately.
Yeah, okay, that's good. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Unusual pets. Do you have one? Do you know someone who has one? Maybe you had one, and it ended, I don't know, it just came to an end. Cindy from Appleton is on the line. Good morning, Cindy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello. I don't even really think this is a very lightning or lighter story, because this just proves to the irresponsibility of so many people who get an animal they cannot keep and then they just turn it loose. They do that with wild animals and domestic animals, and actually a pretty sad state of affairs with our society.
I don't disagree with you, Cindy. But again, I'm trying to genuinely understand the allure of having an alligator. It must be the... It's got to be what Greg said. It's the I'm cool adjacent because I have this odd animal.
Which is better than fascist adjacent.
I would agree it's better than fascist adjacent.
Yeah, but how cool is it for the animal when it gets dumped?
Oh, no question. No question. Now, hopefully, Cindy, the animal is at Matic. And if someone wants to claim it, if Greg said there's some, 38-year-old guy who's living in mom's basement...
Or they'll transport it down to Florida or someplace
It will end up somewhere. But you make a great point. Thank you so much for calling, Cindy. Yeah, I'm certainly not advocating that anyone dump any animal. If you accept responsibility for it, then you need to be responsible for it from beginning to end.
But have you had a quote-unquote unusual pet? Ever, give us a call. Let us know. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96.
Party.
There it is. You can also text us. But Jane, have you ever had an unusual pet? And also, what is the closest to an unusual pet you would ever want?
We've never had an unusual pet. Don't forget, okay. I grew up in a funeral home and we literally lived upstairs.
Yeah.
So it was quite a thing for my dad to be okay with us having a dog.
Gotcha.
Because he barking during services and the nails on the floor, and then we had parakeets. We had several parakeets.
Oh, that takes a kind of patience I'm not built for.
They're lovely birds. I don't find them particularly bright, like a cockatoo.
A cockatiel.
And then we had tropical fish.
I had fish growing up. I don't think fish are unusual. Although I just feel like, I don't know, like fish is a... I feel like it's a good starter pet for kids to learn the responsibilities, the routine of taking care of a pet. But yeah, I just turned into like a dog or a cat. That's all as far as I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do anything else. Like, people are like, I got an emu. I'm like, why? Where did you get that?
Is that a pet? Does an emu qualify as a pet?
I feel like that is something that I can't say. If you find it to be a pet, then it's your pet.
I guess. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Greg from Waukesha. Good morning, Greg. We're talking unusual pets. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hello. Hi, Jane. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
So we had gerbils as a kid, and they were, like, no one talks about gerbils anymore. That's why I feel like they're just weird pets nowadays. And they kind of had a death experience. So they flew down the air ducts, they got down into the air duct somehow of our house. So no more gerbils. And then we had fish, but I put half the bag of fish food in the fish tank. And fish aren't weird pets, by the way, but dead fish are weird pets. And I put half the bag of fish food in the fish tank when I was like 7 or 8 because being blind, I didn't know. I mean,
portions, okay, sure.
I'll take personal. You know, I didn't know how much to feed it, but half the bag, not it. So, yeah. So, and then I had a snake once in sixth grade at Camp Kimberly, and later I found out the snake's name was Julius Squeezer. So, yeah.
What kind of a snake was it, Greg?
It was a boa.
Oh, my good gravy.
And so what did you...
Yeah, it was...
And what did you have to feed? What did you have to feed him?
I just got to hold him around my neck. So, yeah.
So you didn't actually care for the animal, but you did interact with the animal.
I did interact. This was at a Camp Kimberly, which was a camp that we all went to in elementary school in Waukesha. So, mm-hmm.
We went. I went there.
Thank you so. Yep. Go ahead, Greg.
So, yeah. Bach went to Camp Kimberly too. So, yep. Awesome. So, okay.
Thank you so much for calling, Greg. Have a wonderful day. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Talking unusual pets. After police in South Milwaukee yesterday found an alligator on the beach, which obviously did not belong there.
Was it someone's, do we know if it was someone's pet or did it somehow just make its way up from swampy area?
There aren't a lot of details as far as the alligator's past.
I think we need to bust the story wide open, Jane.
We need to do an investigative piece on Frank the alligator.
Watch out, the Journal Sentinel. Here come Jane and Greg.
Oh, yeah. We're going to bust this story loose.
2 or 3 questions.
Sure. That sounds reasonable. We also had, this would probably be the closest to an unusual pet, and I don't think people even have these anymore, are the little turtles.
A turtle?
Little turtles.
I don't know.
I think that there was a salmonella or some other potential issue with these little turtles that we always had when we were kids. And they had a lifespan about as long as a goldfish.
Yeah. See, I didn't have little turtles. I had I found a big turtle on the ground when we were driving here in Waukesha, and there was a turtle, and we stopped and I went to pick it up and it peed all over the car.
Oh,
and
wow.
We took it home and my parents realized real quick within a day, they're like,
we can't keep this.
We got to take it back. We got to put it out in the forest, let it live its life.
Yeah.
And I was really sad because it was a cute turtle.
Be free, my friend. Be free.
And it took about 4 hours for him to walk away.
844-967-2789. Scott from Chicago. Good morning, Scott. We only got a couple of more minutes left. What do you want to say?
Good morning. So I had a bearded dragon when I was in first grade. So I had him for about 5 years. And then I was fishing in a pond and accidentally caught a frog. So I didn't, and like the hook got stuck in his lip, so I didn't know what to do, so I just took it home and took care of it for a while until it passed as well. But also my dad's brother had probably a mini zoo. It was somewhere like multiple cats, dogs, birds, rats, snakes, lizards, tarantulas, you name it, they probably have it.
Wow.
We're speechless.
That's a lot, Scott. That's a lot of critters, and thank you so much for calling. We have one more segment we're going to cover. If you watch the movie Apollo 13 with Tom Hanks, Kevin Bacon, so many wonderful, wonderful actors, one of the actual astronauts involved in that mission has recently died. So we're going to talk about him and memorialize him. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin on the board. And you can always check in, call or text at 844-967-2789. If you're watching on the live stream on YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook, you can leave a comment there as well. We were talking about unusual pets after South Milwaukee police found a little alligator in Grant Park yesterday. And it has been taken to Matic, so they will take care of it there. But we're just talking about unusual pets and unusual creatures you may have grown up with. A texter from the 920, we had a pet baby raccoon as a pet.
That's not a pet.
Let me finish. My mom and sister worked at a local animal shelter and brought a baby home someone had dropped off. My sister fed it formula with an eyedropper until it got bigger. Eventually, it went to a wild animal rehab center to be released into the wild. It was a cool experience. I can see where a baby raccoon, they're adorable.
They grow into killers.
Well, again, that's why they took it to a rehab animal shelter, and then it was released, and it went on to live a long, happy raccoon life. Texter from the 541. Did the alligator get in with the wrong crowd and find themselves traveling with the flamingos? It probably got blown off course. Like the flamingos that showed up in Port Washington a couple of weeks ago.
The worst Disney movie ever.
844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
Chris from Sun Prairie is on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. We had an Amazon double yellow-headed parrot.
Wow.
My father-in-law had traded some canaries for the parrot to a pet shop, and we were able to acquire the parrot. The parrot was actually very bright and was able to repeat a lot of the phrases that we gave it. But it was a nice curiosity for a while. But the bird became fixated on my wife and fell in love with my wife and. That's one of these things that parrots like to do, is they like to find a mate. You know, well, there wasn't another parrot in the house, so my wife had to fill the role of being the parrot's lover. But it was a female parrot, and this parrot became very, very jealous of anyone else who gave her attention.
What was the bird's name, Chris?
Well, it was Henry, but it should have been Henrietta. I didn't figure out until later that it was actually a female. Later, the bird had laid an egg in the bottom of the cage. And that was a tip off that it was a female.
That would be the clue. Yeah. And don't parrots live a really, really long time?
Yeah.
Well, they do. They can live to be 100 years old.
Wow.
And, but this parrot became very antagonistic toward my kids and, and she could bite. She could take some really nasty bites.
Oh, I bet.
And then she had problems with, some of her, with her feet. There were certain fungal infections or something with her feet. So it didn't turn into a viable relationship.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Sounds like it.
But thank you so much for sharing with us, Chris. We really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. That's the thing, though. You really have to take into consideration what could happen in the future if you decide to take something like this on. So knowledge is power. Make sure you learn as much as you can.
The more you know.
That's no joke. It's really important. And again, you are taking responsibility for a life.
One of the reasons why we haven't gotten a dog yet.
Yeah, it's a big responsibility. Quickly, before we go, the news is coming up next, followed by the Todd Alba Show from noon until 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network. Wonderful show. Make sure you stick around for that. We wanted to acknowledge the passing of Ken Mattingly, 87 years old. If you've seen the movie Apollo 13, he was played by Gary Sinise.
I love that role. I love that man.
Who was the one who got scrubbed from the mission because he tested positive for measles. Never got the measles, but he was instrumental in helping bring them back home.
Yeah.
It's a remarkable, remarkable scene. It's a remarkable movie from Ron Howard, Apollo 13. So, yeah, he went to NASA. He went into the module because they had to power down everything. It was really, really tricky operations to try and be able to get them back to Earth. And he worked with only the supplies they would actually have aboard Apollo 13 to make sure that all of these processes were going to work. And he was really a pretty remarkable person. All of those guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just being an astronaut.
That's going to be cool.
Right?
That's going to be cool. It's freaky, but got to be cool.
Absolutely. So he thought he had had German measles. He'd been exposed. Never happened. He was fifth wheel status, and then ultimately was really critical in being able to bring that ship home. So, 87 years old.
We send our love and warm thoughts to his family,
and all due respect. Absolutely.
You should watch Apollo 13 this weekend. That'd be fun.
It's a great movie. That's one of those movies that when it comes on, I will watch it no matter what.
Yeah, no matter where it's at.
Absolutely.
Like, it's only 10 minutes?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I got movies like that, too.
It's just terrific. Tomorrow. Coming up tomorrow.
Mañana.
At 10:33, new mom Kristen Bry will be here. We'll probably play Good, Bad, and I Can't Believe That Actually Happened.
And also known as What the What?
What the What is good. I like that. We can clip that into a little promo as well. And again, if you ever have any suggestions on topics you would like us to cover or guests that you think we should invite, you can text us. You can email us. You can email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us or shoot us a text at 844-967-2789. That also stands for 844-96.
Party!
Thank you, Greg Bach. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you most of all for calling, for listening, for texting. We really, really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day. Stay tuned for the news coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.